Father, we thank You and praise You that You are the King of all and the God of all. And we thank You that Your dominion is an everlasting dominion and that Your power is the great power of all and that we are in Your hands and that as a result of this, we certainly have nothing to fear. And we give You praise that this is the case. As we look at this particular passage of Scripture now, we pray that You might give us encouragement to look to You in prayer and to look to You in hope and to look to You, Father, for every good thing that would come to us. For it is indeed by Your hand and Your great power that You do care for us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Just a few moments ago, Bill led us in prayer, and we're glad for that. And we pray regularly, do we not? And one reason we pray to the great God of all is that we are confident in the fact that the great God of all is in control of all. He is in control of all the nations of the world, and He is in control of our individual lives. He's in control of the big things and the little things. That's right. He's in control of everything in between. And because this is the case, we can have confidence in Him. And although there may be chaos in the world, and in many places there are, and we just prayed about the war in Iraq, and we pray that it will be brought quickly to a conclusion, and peace will be brought to that part of the world. And although there may be chaos, moments of seeming chaos in our individual lives, the great God of all is still in control of everything. And we can trust Him, and we gather together this evening to give Him thanks and to worship Him. And this passage of Scripture that is before us this evening is about this great God who has dominion and power over everything. And so I want to talk about that this evening briefly with you. And as we talk about this, I want to give you some examples from my own life, how I have seen God work. And I hope that will be an encouragement to you as you seek the Lord and see Him work in your individual lives. And the place that I want to begin in this passage of Scripture is with verses 11 and 12 in Daniel chapter 7. This happens to be the middle of this chapter. The middle of this chapter. It's very interesting. Well, it's interesting to me. Maybe it's not as interesting to you. But it is the very middle of this chapter. Before this, we see the vision which God gave to Daniel in the years of Belshazzar the king. And after this, we see the interpretation of the vision, that is, I should say, the vision of the four beasts that are very terrible looking. And they represent great powers, nations and powers, worldly powers. And then after this, we have the vision of the interpretation of this part of the vision about these four beasts that represent worldly nations and worldly powers. And in the middle of this chapter, we have visions about God. In contrast to that which is spoken about the worldly powers. And in the middle of this vision about God, we have these words. And these are recurring words. Daniel kept looking, it says in the New American Standard Version. Then I kept looking because of the sound of the boastful words which the horn was speaking. I kept looking until the beast was slain and his body was destroyed and given to the burning fire. as for the rest of the beasts, their dominion was taken away, but an extension of life was granted to them for an appointed period of time. All I want to say about these beasts is, again, that they represent worldly kingdoms and worldly power that arise from the mass and the sea of humanity. And our nation is one of those powers. And the rule of Saddam Hussein was one of those powers. And Russia is one of those powers today. Those kinds of powers. Worldly powers. But what does verse 11 and 12 say? Let me read it again. Then I kept looking because of the sound of the boastful words that come from this worldly power. I kept looking until the beast was slain and his body was destroyed, given to the burning fire. The worldly power is destroyed. And who destroys it? God does. God is the one who has dominion. God is the one who has power. As for the rest of the beasts, their dominion, their power was taken away. And Daniel also says in this vision, but an extension of life was granted to them for an appointed period of time. These worldly powers will continue to exist for an appointed period of time. And God will raise up some powers and God will strike down other powers. You remember when the Iron Curtain fell and the Soviet Union met its demise. Who was behind that? Well, some people say Prime Minister Gorbachev was behind it. Some people say Pope John Paul was behind it. Some people say President Reagan was behind it. God was behind all of that. Glory to God. He changes the face of the world. He changes the map. The United States of America went into Iraq and toppled that corrupt regime. Who was behind all of that? Was it President Bush that toppled that regime? No, in the end, it was God Almighty that toppled that regime. He changes the map. And He allows worldly power to exist for a time. He is the great power behind all. And worldly powers may rise up and in evil ways try and bring down that which is good. Evil powers may rise up and try to enslave others and kill others and murder others. But God is in control. And God will not allow evil to be victorious. Years ago, when I was a kid, I had a dream that was a recurring dream. I was in Detroit, Michigan. In my dream, I was in Detroit, Michigan, playing in Waterworks Park, which was behind the apartment buildings where my grandmother lived. And I used to go over there and play in the park. And in my dream, a snake would chase me. Yeah, ooh. And in my dream, I would climb up a tree and just barely get away. Boom! And then I'd wake up. When I was just a little kid, I'd be in a cold sweat. But in retrospect, what that was, well, let me back up. After I was converted to faith in Christ, I never had that dream again. Evil was trying to get to me and had me in many ways. But in the end, who had the victory? Who was the power that took me? It was God. And I'm very thankful that that's the case. And were that not the case, I would have never gone to seminary. I would have never been a chaplain in the Army. I would never have been a pastor in Oklahoma. And I would never be in Pittsburgh at the Reformed Presbyterian Theological Seminary. God is the one who is in control. God is the one who has each of our lives in the palm of His hand. Praise God that this is the case. That's the center of this vision, that the great God of all is the one who has dominion. Now in verses 13 and 14, we see Jesus Christ the Son. Daniel says, I kept looking in the night visions, and behold, with the clouds of heaven, one like a son of man was coming, and he came up to the Ancient of Days and was presented before him. And to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, and all the peoples, nations, and men of every language, that all peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve Him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which will not pass away. And His kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Daniel says he saw in his vision one like the Son of Man or a Son of Man. And our Lord Jesus takes upon His own lips those words of the Son of Man. He is the Son of Man. And He is the one in this dream who comes up to the Ancient of Days. And I think this is a picture of our Lord Jesus Christ after His resurrection from the dead, ascending up into heaven and taking His place at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. He comes up to the Ancient of Days and He's presented before the Ancient of Days. And what does the Ancient of Days do? To Him, that is, to the Son of Man, to Jesus Christ, is given dominion and glory and a kingdom that all peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve Him. Yes, our Lord Jesus was indeed, after He was crucified on that cross and bore our sins as the penalty for our sins. He bore our sins in His body on the cross. And then He was placed in the tomb. He was raised again from the dead. And then later, a few days later, He ascended on high bodily. And the disciples saw Him. He ascended up into heaven. And He was presented before the Ancient of Days. And He sat down on the throne of the Majesty on high as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to Him is given dominion. Our Lord Jesus Christ said that He has authority over all of the world. And that's why we can preach the gospel today, and that's why you can pray for the missionaries that the gospel will go forth over all of the world. His dominion covers the entire earth. After I graduated from college, the Army sent me to Korea. And one day, my company commander, I was a second lieutenant, my company commander said, Lieutenant Prudhoe, yes, sir, I want you to give a class to the company. Yes, sir. So I gave the class. It was a class in personal affairs. And I remember talking to the men about the Red Cross and about various social services. And when I got done with what I had planned to say to the men, I still had some time left. And so I said to the men, if you have a problem you're not able to solve, The chaplain's a good person to talk to. It's like Chaplain Ed. He's a good person to talk to. And then I dismissed the company. And I started walking away from the place where the class was. And as I got a few yards away from the class, I turned around. I did a U-turn in the street and walked back down the street into the chaplain's office. I took my own advice. And when I got into the chaplain's office, there were other fellows that were there waiting to get in to see the chaplain before me. When I got in to see the chaplain, it was just a little tiny office. You could get a desk and two chairs in there. And there the chaplain sat, and there I sat. And he looked me in the eye, and you know what he said to me? Boom! Without hesitation, have you ever accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Now I thought to myself, it's not a good idea to lie to the chaplain. So I didn't. I said, no, I haven't. And he proceeded to talk to me about my sin. And believe me, I didn't need anyone to point out to me that I was a sinner. I knew it. And then he began to point out to me how Jesus Christ came into the world and died on a cross to pay the penalty for my sins. And then he said, you need to trust in this Christ. And so we prayed together. And that's how I became a Christian. God took me from USA, New Jersey, over to Korea in the army to hear the gospel from a chaplain over there. You think God can do things? Amen. He can do things. He is in control of the world and the nations. He's in control of the big things, and He's in control of the small things. And if He can take the likes of me from this place over here, over to this place over here, so that this fella can hear the gospel and be converted with one person, then He can do it with two persons and three and four and 100 and as many as He pleases. Is that not correct? God is in control of these things. He has a dominion and a kingdom that is without end and is of the greatest power and is in control of all things, all human governments, and everything that goes on in those human governments. Look at the text again. Verse 14, and He gave him, that is the Son of Man, and to him was given dominion, glory, and a kingdom, that all peoples, nations, and men of every language might serve Him. That includes you and me. His dominion is an everlasting dominion, which will not pass away. His kingdom is one which will not be destroyed. Do you trust Jesus Christ? And are you part of His kingdom?
Amen.
The U.S. of A. may pass away. The Soviet Union has passed away. The government of Iraq has passed away. The kingdom of our Lord Jesus Christ will never pass away.
Amen.
And you will be secure in that kingdom, dear friend. And then finally, in verses 9 and 10, we have another piece of the vision with regard to our great God. I kept looking until thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His vesture was white, was like white snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames. Its wheels were burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands and thousands were attending him, and myriads were standing before him. The court sat, and the books were opened. It kind of reminds us of the book of Revelation, doesn't it? And the throne of God, and myriads gathered around the throne. Here is the God of all. And he sits as the chief magistrate of the entire creation. And his words are final. And what he says inevitably comes to pass. When I was converted to faith in Christ, I had an immediate impulse to go to seminary. And I hardly knew what a seminary was, to tell you the truth. But I was in the Army. In Korea. I was a second lieutenant in the Army in Korea. And, you know, a second lieutenant in the Army in Korea doesn't tell the Army what to do. The Army tells you what to do. And so, because I had this impulse to go to seminary, I applied to seminary. And I was accepted. And when I came home from Korea, I had a letter of acceptance to seminary in my hand, and I showed it to my parents. And my parents said to me, "Well, how do you suppose you're going to get to seminary?" I said, "I haven't the vaguest idea." Because I had orders to go to Fort Hood, Texas. And so off I went to Fort Hood, Texas, to serve in the Army. And when I got to Fort Hood, Texas, you know what I found out? I learned that there was an Army regulation that had been recently passed that allowed a fellow like me to get a leave from the Army to go to seminary. Isn't that amazing? And so, when I got a hold, finally I got a hold of this regulation and read it, the regulation said that you had to have 3 years or 2 years, what was it? 3 years active duty. And I only had 2 years, so I didn't qualify. So I went and I talked to one of the administrative people at Fort Hood. And they said to me, this fellow said to me, he was a colonel, he said to me, "Well, this is a new regulation. Let's send a telegram to Washington." Said they didn't have email in those days. And let's check this out a little bit. The next day, I went back and talked to this man, and he said to me, "They amended the regulation. You only need 2 years. Put in your application. Friends, I was staggered because the God of heaven moved the Pentagon for me, for the likes of me, so that I could go to seminary. What God wants is what comes about. He is the one who sits as king and judge of all. And one day, all the members of humanity are going to be standing before the judgment throne. Myriads and myriads. And those who know Jesus Christ will not be disappointed. Will not be disappointed. Because you are and they are part of that great kingdom which will not be destroyed and will never end. Our God is the God of all. Pray to Him. He uses your prayers to bring about His ends. He is the great God of all. And His Son has been given dominion over all. And when the judgment comes, those of us who love Jesus Christ, as I have already said, will not be disappointed. Does the world seem in disarray in many respects? Surely it does. But from God's perspective, the plan is being perfectly executed. And dear friends in Christ, you are part of what God is doing. And you are in His hands. And did not Jesus say, "No one, nothing can take my children out of my hands"? He's the one who has the power and the glory. And it is forever and ever. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank You for Your grace. You are so good to us. We are undeserving of Your love and of Your care. And yet You have been pleased to come to us and take us to Yourself. Thank You. Thank You. Thank You. Grant, O God, that Your grace, Your power, Your love would be manifested here in this place among these dear folks. And I pray, O God, that perhaps a little bit better understanding of these words in Daniel might give them encouragement in You, because You are the good and gracious Lord of all, and it is You that we worship and adore. Hear us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Please turn to Psalm Selection 103D. In the heavens has Jehovah founded His eternal throne. Over all is His dominion. He is King, and He alone. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all now and forever. Amen.